Tomorrow is Bastille Day.
Ah, yes.
Yes, so there'll be...
It's the French's Independence Day, isn't it?
That's Waitangi Day. Kind of like Waitangi Day.
So this time last year, I was flying over France.
Yes.
I've got pictures of my phone of all. It was incredible. I was flying back to the UK from Germany to then get back to work, and looking out the plane window was all of the fireworks going off for Bastille Day. It was, and when we went over Paris, it was incredible. There were just fireworks everywhere. It was amazing.
It would be so cool. I've never been in France on Bastille Day, which would be quite something. But Bastille Day is also being used to mark or to bring attention to the fact that, unlike other Commonwealth nations, New Zealand has no museum on the Western Front, despite the fact that New Zealanders fought one of the bloodiest battles in the First World War there, and where it is the graveyard to so many Kiwis who never, ever came home. And so Sir Don McKinnon joins us now. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Kerry.
Now, you're helping to spearhead this campaign to try and establish a museum on the Western Front. Why? You must be asked to lend your name to many, many projects and campaigns. Why this one?
Well, this one is a particular one because it's something I think that we as a nation probably should have done about 50 years ago in recognition of even just the end of World War II. But as you said in your opening, there's, 7,000 or 8,000 New Zealand bodies buried in Western Europe from those two wars. And we don't really have a place you can go to, a place like a museum, a visitor centre, where you can read the stories. And look, it's this little town of Le Quesnoy, which has been there forever, obviously, but it was liberated by New Zealand troops way back in 1918. Mm-hmm. The people of Le Quesnoy, even today, three generations later, still remember the role that New Zealand played. We think this is a good place to have a permanently established museum for New Zealanders to go and visit.
I've seen amazing footage of the Anzac Day parade that they have, where they march through the town and mark the spot where the soldiers crossed across the ramparts single file to help liberate the town. And the All Blacks have visited on numerous occasions, haven't they?
It is a regular visiting place, but from New Zealand's point of view, we've never done anything more than that. And I'm very keen with this group of fellow enthusiasts, who are a mixture of people, that all of whom I've known for a number of years. Look, we've really got to do something. The centenary is next year, 2018. Let's get this thing off the ground. And, of course, we were very lucky that only in February this year, the town council actually made an offer to our trust saying, look, you can buy this hectare of land. It includes the old gendarmerie headquarters. It includes a bunch of little maisonettes. You can have all this. You can do it up, make a museum out of it. But we'll help you all we can. But, yes, it is going to cost about $10 to $12 million.
Okay, so that's not a lot to establish a museum, and the building's quite beautiful. Would you be able to keep the facade of the old gendarmerie?
Oh, yes, no, the building is actually quite sound. It was built about 1900 for a gentleman of that town, then became the mayor's residence, and more recently, since 1950s, it became the police headquarters.
Yeah.
The police have now moved into a different building, so this one's become available, and the lovely mayor of the town, Marie Sophie, Lene, she's just so keen that we can buy it and renovate it, refurbish it, and make it a centre for New Zealanders when they visit this part of northern France. And I'd believe that many young New Zealanders, in the same way they've been beating a path to Gallipoli in the last 20 years, will start beating a path to Le Quesnoy.
Without a doubt, it'll become a destination, for sure. Oh, for old young, I don't think just young people would go there. You know, anybody.
No, I think, people drift in there all the time. And a friend of mine was there only a week ago, and he was photographing the building that we hoped to buy. Immediately, the police chief came out and said, what are you doing? Oh, well, he said, I'm just photographing this. I'm from New Zealand. Oh, you're from New Zealand. Come inside and have a cup of coffee. So yeah. The police chief took him inside and gave him a cup of coffee.
It does seem odd that, you know, Australia, Canada, South Africa, numerous other nations have recognised the importance that their countries played in the war theatres of Europe and have yes. established museums yeah. and visitors' centres, and yet we have not. And our military history is a huge part of who we are as Kiwis.
It's a very huge part of where we are. And we do have to remind ourselves, you know, what it would have been like 100 years ago. Mm. You know, look out on from where you are now and think, well, you know, if this was 100 years ago, you would not see many 18 to 30-year-old males because they wouldn't be there. They'd be in Europe fighting a war. And when you think about that, you realize that, you know, we gave up a lot.
Yeah.
And we owe it to them and to ourselves to really know that story much better and have this understanding. And, you know, 1 hour from Le Quinoir, the Australians are building a new museum and they're spending $100 million on it.
And you're just wanting $15 million. Is there
We're
a time
just
frame?
A little small museum, that's right.
Is there a time frame on when this...
Look, well, obviously, we want to have it to clearly opened by the centenary in November 4, 2018, 100 years after those brave New Zealanders went over the walls and liberated that town.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
And so who can contribute, or where are you hoping the bulk of the $15 million will come from?
Look, you don't raise this sort of money in small amounts. You have to start with some big amounts, and I'm talking to a number of corporates and private individuals right now. And as we build up, I would then hope that we could go out to New Zealanders generally by way of, look, you know, can you help? Would you like some recognition of your great uncle or grandfather who was killed on the Western Front and things like that? So we want to make New Zealanders feel that it will belong to them, and it will. And of course, that also we hope they can participate.
Absolutely. All right. Is there a website that anyone can go to, Sudan?
If you go into New Zealand War Memorial Trust or Le Quinoir New Zealand Memorial Trust, you'll find out lots of information about it. If you want to write an email to us and find out more, or find out where you can even send some money, our email address is nz.lequinoir@gmail.com.
Do you want to spell Le Quinoir?
We'll put it on our Facebook page. I'm so glad you said Le Quinoir, because I had forgotten how to pronounce it. I'm so glad you got in first with Le Quinoir.
Well, yeah, as you know, it's LEQUESNOY, Le Quinoir. Yeah.
It's a really lovely story. It's a lovely war story.
It's a lovely story. It's a lovely little town. I mean, it's not a Mediterranean town. It's a very northern European town, but... Yeah. Lovely people there, and you couldn't find friendlier people.
Lovely. Thank you so much. Good to talk with you, and we'll have a catch-up perhaps a little later in the year to see how the fundraising is going. Sir Don McKinnon, who is patron of the New Zealand War Memorial Trust, trying to raise $15 million to commemorate New Zealand's part in the First World War on the Western Front.